This is
power. You're listening to Power in Heels.
It's time to shake things up with the Salt and Pepper Podcast. They cover all things mental health, beauty standards, and following your dreams on their weekly show. We are thrilled to have the wonderful hosts, Lisa and Olivia, joining us on our show today.
Yeah, let's do it.
Awesome. Well, I guess we can start by asking, where did the idea for the podcast come from, and why did you guys start it?
It's all you. I wasn't there.
So I had been wanting to start a podcast for a really long time. I would drive to my job that I hated every single morning, and I would listen to The Lady Gang and The Skinny Confidential and all of those like crazy big podcasts. And I was always like, I'm going to have a podcast and I'm going to interview these people. And I just remember listening to those podcasts and being so inspired to then eventually quit my job and kind of just start all of my own stuff. And then one day I met my previous co-host. Lisa's my second co-host. She's my second wife. And I just remember I knew I always wanted to call it Salt and Pepper because I went gray really young. So I had salt and pepper hair. And I just thought it was a fun little, you know, little salt and little spice. So cheesy. Yeah. But yeah, so then I started
it. Don't say it's cheesy because that's our line.
Okay, it is a little bit cheesy.
I love it,
but I love it. And yeah, so I started it with my previous co-host and we did about like 40 episodes together, and it was really good for what it was. I mean, you guys know, like starting from the ground, learning about microphones and audio and like all of that stuff. And the seasons just kind of changed and she ended up leaving, and I was gung-ho about doing this podcast alone. And I was like, you know, went to Seattle by myself and I'm like, I'm gonna do this alone and, you know, hear me roar. And then I get an audio message from Lisa.
We first became friends when she was thinking and starting the podcast with her last co-host. And the whole time I'm like, I could do it so much better. And it had nothing to do with the other girl. It was just like, this is something that I have practiced in my alone time for all of my life without knowing, like, it's what podcasters do, just like interviewing people. I would like pretend to interview myself, and I just love asking questions. Actually, one of my exes told me to stop asking questions because I ask so many questions.
Oh.
I think I'm just like a really annoying person. Like, I just love getting to know people, and a little too much sometimes, and cross boundaries. So I've worked on that. When she started the podcast, I'm like, oh my gosh, I would love to do something like that. But I was like, yeah, I'm pregnant anyways. I was about to have my first. Then when I found out her last co-host was leaving, she had actually gone up to Portland and interviewed one of my best friends who started her own business and is like really inspirational to my own story because I watched her start from the ground up. During her interview, my friend, she was like, you just have to do it. I mean, that's what she says all the time too. And I think that listening to two of my best friends talk to each other, be so inspiring, and you can just like feel the fire in their conversation that they're having together. I was like, wait, this is what I want to do. I want to be on the podcast. I'm pissed off I'm not interviewing with Alana right now. Like, what am I doing? And so I just messaged her and I'm like, so this is like my application / you have no choice but to have me on your podcast. The best thing happened to Olivia that day. Me.
Well, she likes to think that.
Please, you would have drowned without me.
Yeah, no, it ended up being so great because I remember like the reason why I wanted to start the show is I wanted a space of a little salt, a little spice, a little bit of who we are, and also just being like just ourselves. You know, it's a lifestyle podcast for mental health and all of these things, but just having a space where women can come and just listen and be like, oh my gosh, I do that super strange, weird thing too. Like, we're all very weird. We all think these things. And we just have the best time putting our foot in our mouth, talking about really whatever.
Yeah. I think what makes our podcast special is, like, we just have this really natural banter with each other. And at the same time, we're always not egging each other on, but we're like, hey, like, well, I think differently about that. And we don't see it as conflict or a bad thing that we think differently. We try to get to know the other person's side. I've changed my opinion about plenty of things just because of conversations that we've had. We can be very opinionated, but we see things from every single angle before we make a decision on what we believe. Yeah, I think that we just have a really good partnership. It really is kind of like a marriage.
Fair enough. And I mean, it's important to get along well in a partnership like that. And of course, you guys work really well together on air because you have a lot of banter and it works really well. But when you flip to like the business side and the creative side of it, how do you guys manage your relationship that way? Like, yes, it's a podcast, but it's also a business. So how do you kind of manage that? Because of course, there's probably lots of ideas floating around on both ends.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's taking it one step at a time, especially for me, who's kind of like, this is mine, because it's really hard.
It was your baby.
Yeah, it was my baby. And I had kind of just trusted myself because I had to. And I couldn't really trust anyone else because it was my idea. And then it was kind of like, I'm going to do this alone. And then it was like, nope, I have to open myself up to let Lisa in. And I think that really started when she talked to me about rebranding. And it was a really hard conversation, not because I don't love the branding now. I mean, I think it's the best it's ever been. And just opening my mind to being like, other people have good ideas too, which is shocking. I know. But trust is really, really hard in life, in friendships, and in business, because you both want the best, but you have to like let that person in. So I know for me, I had to and consistently have to let my guard down and know like other people and Lisa is very, very valuable. She's 50% of this, and I need to open my mind to her thoughts and ideas.
I think like one of our biggest, or just our biggest hurdle that we had, there was already a brand for the Salt and Pepper podcast, and that was with the previous co-host, which all due respect to her, but she didn't have as much opinions. Olivia really spearheaded a lot of the conversations. She was kind of the one bringing in most of the ideas. I mean, she would show up. She was great conversation, but it really was Olivia's baby. And so she was kind of used to that. She didn't really think I did have an opinion until I finally felt like I could share what opinion I had. And I didn't feel comfortable until a few months in when I knew that she knew I was actually committed to it. And so I also had to be aware of our friendship. And just as a business, you have to think like, if you're coming into it, you don't want to come in and be like, okay, so let's change all of this. Like, just because I'm on board doesn't mean all of a sudden we have to change everything. So I wanted to make sure we were at a spot where like we knew our mission and we knew what we wanted from the podcast. And that can still change. But I think when we first had that real conversation of like, I don't feel like this is any part of me. It feels like it's all you. I don't feel that much a part of it. I feel like I'm stitched in. I don't feel like a natural growth in this. And so when we rebranded and we came together about like, I like these colors. Well, I like these colors and these go together. And still being like, well, this is Olivia. So like, this is Spice. And then this is Lisa. This is Salt. Like, they're two completely different substances, but they go together super well. And I feel like you can see that in our branding and the way that we have our conversations. And so it started from like this really hard conversation. And I had to remind her, I'm like, I understand you don't trust me quite yet, but you have to relieve a little bit of responsibility and hand it over to me, see how I do with it. And if you can't trust me from that, then that's my own bad. But I think you can trust me with these things little by little.
Thank you to our sponsor, Mackenzie Lake Lawyers.
This is power.
When you were starting out, so when Lisa, you joined Olivia, what kind of goals did you have in mind when you first started and joined together? And did you ever think that the podcast would become as big as it is now?
Well, I don't know if it's as big as it is now. I mean, here's hoping. But I mean, I think for me, even kind of going along with what she said, was before I had to convince my other co-host to be a part of it. And then now she was convincing me. And so there was like that difference of like, I think the goal for me was like, let's just keep this rolling, because for a time I was like, I don't know if this is going to work. I was really discouraged. I was honestly like, I was hurt by the process because I had worked so hard. So I think at the beginning, the goal was let's rebrand. Let's freaking do a photo shoot, because it actually is so hard to just get like content done with two people. And I mean, the one thing for me has always been, we will never miss a week. I mean, I had COVID and I was literally sleeping editing a podcast. I'm like, we're not missing an episode. Like, it's not happening. And now I think our goals have changed. And now we kind of try to do more like download goals or more goal guests and stuff like that. But I think the goal is like trying to have good communication, make sure we get an episode out, and we just do like the best that we can.
We still have goals that are like, we want to reach this many downloads. Like, you know, we have number goals. But I think what we've really come down to most recently is our podcast will do well if we are authentic and we stick to who we are and we just keep doing what we're supposed to be doing. We feel like we have a really strong faith, and so we feel like we're like on earth for a very special purpose. And so we just want to make sure like we're authentic and we're real, and we help people in the process of like being funny and also just like a good conversation with people. We want people to feel like they're having a conversation with us. And so what we've learned from like really big podcasters and influencers is, you know, the people will come. If you're good, the people will come. You know, outside of that, there's only so much you can do, but just be yourselves and don't stray away from that.
Are there any really big mistakes that you see a lot of other people making when they're trying to build their brands? Because I know Macy and I are having this struggle right now. We're, you know, on the cusp of, do we rebrand? Do we change everything? Do you see any really big mistakes that are pretty common?
I mean, when we talked back in whenever it was in December, I thought it was a really good conversation because I thought you just took whatever you needed to take and then you guys ran with it. Honestly, that's a huge thing, is not taking the advice of other people and not listening to experts. Not that I'm an expert by any means, but more like listening to podcasts, watching YouTube videos, taking the proper time, not to have like analysis paralysis, like I say, to where you never end up starting, but you start and then you go, okay, what do I need to do now? And the one thing that we kind of stuck to was like the idea of a pearl, like an opalescent. And so sticking to that one like classic kind of symbol is what we have kind of created our whole brand around. And so even getting really, really, really niche, go really far down and see what inspires you. A lot of things that creators are doing wrong is they're saying, how can I create things that people are going to like, as opposed to how can I create things that I'm inspired by? Because you have to be inspired by the things that you're creating, because if you're not, you are not going to want to wake up every day and do it. And why do we do this? We do this so we don't have to, you know, maybe have a boss, or we do this so that we can be in control of our own brand. So take light inspiration and advice, but ultimately go with what you know and go with your gut, or maybe hire somebody that you trust if maybe that's like not your thing, and really like niche down.
Do you guys have any advice? Like when I talk to my friends or even just like random people that I meet about the podcast, they're always like, oh, like I've always wanted to start a podcast, but I don't know where to start. Or they're afraid to jump into something that they aren't comfortable with. Just like Whitney and I, you know, we knew nothing about podcasting. But do you guys have any advice for maybe even some of our listeners who may be thinking, yeah, I'd love to start a podcast, but I don't even know where to begin?
I have a little shout out, actually. We just had a really good podcast swap with the Content Creatives, and they have really good content on all of this kind of stuff. They have everything from like when you're starting your podcast to you already have like a social media presence. And so like, how do you mend those things together, or how do you grow your platform? I mean, they really have everything from A to Z, no matter like where you're at. And then as far as starting, you just start. I mean, honestly, like I wasn't there, so I can't even speak from experience, but just from my own experience of coming on the podcast, like you just do it. Like you just jump in and you say, I have no idea what the hell I'm doing, but I'm gonna figure it out little by little. And so it really is Googling what is
how to start a podcast.
Yeah, actually.
You know, and honestly, there's no excuses anymore. You know, to be kind of blunt, it's like everybody wants to do something. I don't really care what somebody wants to do. What are you going to do? And honestly, don't tell people about it until you are fully doing it and you have launched, because you can go and find millions of TikToks. You can find so many Instagram accounts that will show you exactly how to start a podcast. And for me, it was like, buy a microphone. Maybe you can upgrade later. Buy an interface. All right, maybe you can upgrade later.
Like, what is interface?
What is interface? You know, figure out how you're going to edit. Like, I learned how to edit on Logic and I got really comfortable with it. And then I realized I didn't want to edit on that anymore. And I learned Audition, and those things are hard. But once you know the basics, you don't have to learn the entirety of these programs. Like, you learn the basics of what you need to know and you just do it. So I would say if someone wants to start a podcast, sit down and figure out what your name is going to be. All right, step one. Step two, are you doing it alone? All right, step three, buy a microphone. And really hone in. I would say do a few podcast episodes. Maybe you don't even release those. Start to practice. And I would say if you want to start a podcast, you can do it in 2 months. Don't be ruminating on it for a year. Mm-hmm. You're never going to do anything if you think about something for a year.
And honestly, like I would even say skip buying the microphone. Just start with your headphones. Just do it. Literally, it's not going to sound great in the beginning, no matter who you are, unless maybe if you have a ton of money, but I bet you anything, there's podcasts that suck and they're coming from rich people. Yeah, and it's because they don't, they're starting off not really knowing anything either. Even if they're surrounded by people who are helping them, they don't have the same mind as you. They don't have the same branding as you. You are coming in with something new and something different. Don't let people tell you there's too many fish in the sea. There's no way that you're going to be noticed because, you know, then why would anyone start a new business? Like, why would you start a new toilet paper brand? There's already 20 out there. And maybe you have a smart idea. Maybe you put perfume in it. Who knows?
Yeah. And I think the last thing I'll say too is like, don't compare yourself. Like, you have to understand if you're comparing yourself to maybe like a TikToker or a person on The Bachelorette who started a podcast or a celebrity, they have a team of people. They have a producer. They have somebody in the room with them. They have an editor.
And they have a million followers.
They already have a following. Yeah. They're going to go sit down and they're going to say, hey, podcast one, this, this, and this. And they're like, here's a signing deal. That's cool for them. But like, what we do is we have to learn to be all of those jobs until we can hire out for what those jobs are. So don't sell yourself short. Everybody is capable and you just have to sit down and you have to do it and you're going to make a ton of mistakes and it's going to be embarrassing to look back at. But who really cares, honestly?
Coming up next on Power in Heels.
If we had The Rock, are you guys kidding? What would even happen?
You would die and I would have to do the interview and I'm like, what's the point of this?
This is power. Power. And when you look back at the journey that you've had so far, are there any major like lesson points that you can pinpoint or mistakes that you've made that you've learned a lot from?
Every day. I'm trying to think of like major ones. I think just getting up every day and doing things that I don't get paid for, really. I mean, obviously I have sources of income from other things that I do, but I do think, I mean, it was just happened this weekend. You know, I was in the car with my boyfriend and I was like, I'm done. I quit everything. This is not worth it. And, you know, like the whole saga of him just kind of looking at me, and it doesn't happen very often, but sometimes, you know, every 6 months it can be really challenging to be like, no, this is going to work. It's like that self-motivation of, no, this is going to work and I'm going to keep going. And, you know, maybe I do need to pivot. And I think that is one thing too. Like, there are things that I do not want to do. Like, I do not want to do videos. I hate being in videos, but that is one thing that I know we have to do. And so I would say almost that solely has been a very challenging thing for, honestly, even my mind, my mental health, and just being like, oh, I don't want to do this stupid thing. And so I think, yeah, kind of doing things that you don't want to do to get to the point that you want to be at.
Yeah, I think that we've had a lot of learning about each other because we're always together. And so like making sure you truly care and have like the best intentions for the person that you're partnered with. And then I would say the other thing is going off of what you were saying, we've had a rough couple of weeks. Well, month or so. And so when we have those times of like, oh gosh, like when we, it's going to be hard to get myself to podcast today, I just remind myself the feeling of like when we do our next interview, like reminding myself of like, wow, it feels so good. Like when you get done with the podcast and it's like a good interview, or like it was like a good banter, or you really know that your listeners are going to get a lot out of it. You're like, this is why I do this, especially because we don't have money to motivate us. I don't think money is a bad motivator at all. I think it's great. But because we don't have that, amen, right? But because we don't have that, we have to remind ourselves of like, remember that high we got when we interviewed that one person?
Like when the Birds Papaya emailed me, it was like midnight and I saw the email and I just started calling Lisa.
Yeah, I
was she like, was like dead asleep. She thought excited. I was in the hospital or something.
Yeah.
And celebrating small victories is very important when you're doing this or any type of small business.
Yeah.
No, I can definitely understand that. Like Macy and I have the same sort of feeling. Like sometimes we're like, oh, this is, it gets hard. It gets to be a lot. But then, you know, you finish a really great interview with somebody and we both leave feeling so inspired, like on cloud nine, and it makes it all worth it. It definitely does. So
yeah, it's definitely, it's rewarding too. Mm-hmm. And now speaking of guests, who would be your absolute dream guest to have on the show if you had to pick someone?
Zac Efron?
No, we're not having Zac Efron.
I would love Zac Efron.
Only asking him High School Musical questions, nothing but the rest of his career.
Yes. I was like, yeah. I was like, if he dresses like he did in 17 again, then he can come. But this whole beard thing going on right now.
I don't know.
I mean, dream. Well, obviously, Drake? The Skinny Confidential is huge for us, but I really believe we will have her on.
Honestly, I don't even look at her as like a goal guest because I'm like, we're going to have her.
We will have her on.
So I'm like starting to think big, like Drake. I would love to have Drake on. Ooh. Bethany
Frankel would be amazing.
I think that would be crazy.
Yeah.
I would have on a lot of housewives at this point. There's so much drama going on. I'm like, oof, come on the podcast.
And I don't even feel like we could have those people, I feel like.
I think we could.
If Walt Disney was alive, just him, I suppose.
Oh, that's a good
The Rock.
One.
Oh, The Rock. If we had The Rock, are you guys kidding? What would even happen? I don't even know what I would do.
You would die and I would have to do the interview and what's the point of this?
He would smile and I'd be like, I'm so sorry, I have to leave.
Fangirling. Those would be all very cool guests.
Who's your guys' goal guest?
Tessa Virtue. Imagine her.
We'd love to have the Birds Papaya. That would be really cool.
Just email her. Honestly, that's all I did.
She's more willing than you would ever imagine.
Yeah, I emailed her like maybe too many times, but it ended up working.
We're
out.
Really annoying.
I'm very
She's
annoying.
Gonna persevere through those. Yep. Yeah, okay.
Well, and it was crazy because she wanted to do a swap. And we're like, we didn't even ask for that. Like, how awesome. In the world?
I know. I was like, Lisa, I don't think she knows who we are.
Yeah, I was
so
like,
we gotta book
this. I think
she
confused us with someone else. So we just have to do it.
What was that like? Like, what was it like interviewing her and then obviously doing the podcast swap? That would have been.
Yeah. Well, that was actually like one of our pivoting points.
Yeah.
As far as, I mean, having her on. But when she was interviewing us, she asked us one question about our faith. And
kind of tongue-tied.
We were like, are we talking about our faith that much to the point where people are noticing that? And that's kind of when we realized, we're like, wow, we've kind of been like afraid to talk about like our viewpoints and our beliefs. So we just got to a point where we're like, okay, so let's just stop censoring ourselves. Let's be who we are. Let's say what we believe in. Because she was also one of the ones who said, you just have to be authentic and be yourself and people will come. And so that's where we were like, okay, let's just do that and see what happens and see if people even and like notice the difference.
I mean, that makes a lot of sense. It's definitely really, really scary to do because nobody wants to just put themselves completely out there and be like, this is me.
Yeah.
Go at it. Like you want to put yourself out there in the way that, you know, will please others. But as you guys probably know from experience, it works so much better when you just are truly authentic.
I mean, if the Almost 30 can talk about like aliens and that kind of stuff, I'm like, I think that we can find our group of people too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And what's weird is like, we are very honest and vulnerable about pretty much everything else in our life. But yeah, with our faith, it's like we kind of dip our toes in, but we never want to make people feel alienated. And so, yeah, the Birds Papaya in more ways than one was like a very eye-opening experience. It was definitely one of those moments where we're like, this is cool.
Yeah. Those are the moments that keep you going. We're like, if she sees it in us,
yeah, someone else can.
Then that's when we are like, we know our worth.
The Rock can.
Yeah. There's such a small jump from the Birds Papaya to the Rock.
To the Rock.
Yeah. I'm going to wait for this episode now. Like I'm waiting for this episode with the Rock. So just so you know.
Yeah. Well, I'll be dead too. So you can come to my funeral right after.
Oh my God. Personal invite.
Yeah.
I love it. Hey, it's Macy here. I hope you're enjoying this episode so far. Make sure to subscribe to join the conversation and never miss out on another piece of practical career advice.
Before we continue, we'd like to let you know that the following discussion mentions topics of suicide, anxiety, and postpartum depression. This discussion lasts approximately 8 minutes.
I do want to talk a little bit about Lisa. When you joined the podcast, you were pregnant at the time, is that correct?
Uh-huh.
So just can you talk a little bit about that, the decision to join, and then of course being a mom and a podcaster at the same time?
Yeah, so when I officially started the podcast, I was pregnant with my second. My first pregnancy and postpartum was really difficult. I get really bad postpartum depression, anxiety, and then I realized like I get prenatal anxiety and depression. It's just like really difficult on me. So when I tell you, like, I literally just messaged her and I didn't think about anything else going on in my life and how that would fit in. I was like, the podcast will now fit in to the rest of my life. Everything else will like form around it to an extent, of course. And so that's logistically what we really had to think about is, okay, well, you just found out you're pregnant, like literally. And so we're like, okay, so we have about like 7 months until you pop out this baby. So what's that going to look like? What are we going to do? And we kind of just said like, hey, we'll just take it week by week. You're feeling good now. So let's try to get as many podcasts out and planned, ready to go. So we were ready to do all of these podcasts. COVID hit when we were in San Francisco doing like 3 different interviews, and San Francisco went into a state of emergency while we were there. I'm literally about to like pop out my baby any second. And we're like, okay, so what is this going to mean for the rest of like podcasting? Because like from then on, we weren't able to do a lot of our episodes. We were only doing interviews in person. And that was one thing I had a lot of troubles getting Olivia to change. I'm like, we need to do Zoom. Like, we need to do it over the phone. Yeah. Like, we need to get more people on. And she really wanted to like meet people in person because it is better. It's easier. And you really form a connection and relationships with people. But I mean, what the silver lining out of COVID was Zoom and, you know, being able to do this. What we had planned went off the rails. So she had to do some solo episodes, and she did an amazing job, and she was interviewing a ton of people that we still like have relationships with now and that we've got to re-interview now that like I'm back a part of it. But I still had a really bad postpartum. I know now, just to go on medication earlier, I'm so thankful for medication. So I started taking antidepressants pretty soon after having my second, and she was just supportive in me in it. Like, she wouldn't talk about work stuff. That was like so far beyond my mind at the moment, and just like checking in with each other. And honestly, I was like, who knows when I'm gonna be back. I just had a feeling at one, I think it was like 3 months after I had Mav, we're like, okay, so we're gonna, you know, start thinking about what coming back onto the podcast will look like and reevaluate at that point. And I was like, yeah, I think I'm ready. I'm just not one of those stay-at-home moms. I physically, mentally, emotionally, no thank you. I like need a hobby. I need a job. I want to be doing something. And I also, I looked up to my mother who worked full time, and I loved that. She was so hardworking. And I'm like, I would love for my children to see that in me as well. Yeah, we just had to take it little by little. She was so patient with me. She wasn't like pushing me to come back. She was really just figuring it out week by week what she was going to do. And yeah, she did a good job.
I was unsure at some points if she was going to come back.
And I never told her that, but I was like, I could
like feel it. But yeah, that actually was, it was really great, I think, because that's when I started reaching out to more like popular people, because I was always like, no, like we can't do that. But then because of COVID, it was actually a blessing because everyone was staying at home. And so I was reaching out to like my favorite bachelorettes and kind of people that weren't like famous, but I'm like, well, these people are so cool. And then having these conversations just on my floor, and I'm like, as I'm figuring these things out, then she comes back in, and it was kind of like we had really found our stride. And so even though I know we've been doing this for 2 years, I feel like we've only really been doing it for like a year, because that's kind of when we all came together and started doing.
Yeah, I think interviews. We hit the ground running right when I was 3 months postpartum. Like, we just like went for it, and we were interviewing all of these people, and yeah, just really good conversations.
I think it's fantastic that conversations surrounding like postpartum depression are now more common, and we're allowed to talk about this, and we talk about it, and we, you know, share things about it, because it happens to so many women, and it's, you know, in the past definitely has not been talked about enough. So I think it's fantastic that, you know, you're open about it, and you're able to talk about your experience and share it with a lot of other people too as well, because it's something that is common, right? So, and then just, you know, once again, shows the strength of your partnership there as well.
I think one of my biggest strengths, if not my biggest, is being so open and vulnerable. I think that I've gone through a lot of difficulties in my life to help people and talk about like my own journey. I hate that word, but just talk about like my journey and like the difficulties I've been through. Like, I remember having just extreme depression. Like, I don't know how I'm gonna get out of this. like my husband would just find me and I'm like spaced out holding like our crying baby, like cradled. I'm like ready to just leave, like not never come back. Like that's like what's in your brain and you feel like that's the only thing you can do is like fight or flight and you don't want to stay there because you don't know what you're going to do to people around you or yourself. In my deepest, when I'm having like extreme suicidal thoughts and ideation, I was like, I can't believe like what I'm going through right now. But I know that God is going to use it in the future to help other people. And so that's why I think, you know, I don't think that God put me through those things necessarily, but I know that he's like using it for the future to help other people. And that's why I'm so open about saying like, yeah, I've had suicidal thoughts. Like that's real. Like, yes, I went on medication because I needed that. And more I just hear about these moms who are like, you know, like super moms and they can do everything. And really like every single day, we don't know how we're going to get to the next day. And I think that motherhood is like fantasized. And that's one thing that drove me crazy, like to the point of like, do I really want to have kids? Like, I don't want to be a mom. I don't want to be like what all these other people are saying moms are. And like moms like only know mom things. They only talk about potty training and they only talk about, you know, what diapers they're using. And I'm like, that's not me. That's not going to be me. And so I really went into motherhood and I'm like, I'm going to do it differently. I'm going to talk about it differently. It's not going to be my life. It's going to be a big part of my life. But my children aren't like core of who I am. That's why I'm like so open and vulnerable, because I think everyone has much different stories and I like to crash people's ideas of what they think reality is.
Yeah, no, and it's so important to talk about this as well. Thank you for sharing your story. Yeah. and being so open about it, because it's really important for everyone to hear that. Now, I'm sure all of us have gone through our fair share of no's, especially when it comes to reaching out to guests. But how do you deal with this? Like, obviously, Whitney and I, it's kind of like, oh, shoot, that sucks. But we keep persevering and just, you know, move on. But how do you two kind of go about getting those no's?
I think that I always go into it knowing it's going to be a no. So that's a terrible sentence. I'm expecting a no. And so I can't get let down. And when I first started in this space like 7 years ago, I would expect a yes. And then it would just like destroy my week. And I am such a failure, you know, all of these things. But now when we reach out to people, it's kind of like probably not, especially really, really big people. I'm like, we probably won't even hear back, or we might get kind of maybe not a very kind email back, you know, might be kind of short. But at the same time, it's like the one thing we always say is like, sucks for them because we're really fun and I would have loved to be able to like have this conversation. And I usually just take it as a not right now. I mean, even yesterday, my mom was asking me, I asked Bob Goff, who's the author, an author I love. And, you know, they said no. And she's like, oh, that's such a bummer. And I'm like, oh, like it almost didn't even cross my mind because I think it's been such a practice. And I was like, oh, no, it's fine. He'll be on one day. It's just like not right now, you know. And so I think it's having that kind of confidence of like, no, when you are a bigger podcast, everyone will say yes to you for the most part. Yeah, I think you kind of just have to remember it's not a no to you. It's a no to, they have a crazy schedule. You know, they are very famous. I can't even imagine how many people ask these people to be on podcasts and they can only pick a few. You just don't let it get you down, you know? It's not personal.
For sure. Yeah, that's a good mindset to have. Just to finish off, we would like to give, I guess, the virtual mic over to the two of you to share any last words of advice or anything that you think our listeners should know. So the time is yours.
I mean, obviously, you know what I'm going to say. Just go for your dreams. I mean, yeah. You know, I know you know this. if you're listening to this and you hate your life, you can change it. You're not stuck, you know? Like, true. There is obviously more responsibilities from some people, but everything in life is a choice and or a consequence. So if you don't like your job, change it. If you want to be higher up at your job, ask for a raise. If you want to start a podcast, this is your sign to start a podcast. And there's no such thing as failure, because every single time you go through something and you quote unquote fail, you just learn for the next time to not do it that way. Quit doubting yourself.
Mine's pretty deep, so that's why I didn't want to go first. But it kind of goes along that, which is like, just know your worth. If you're in a sucky situation or you have self-worth issues and understanding, like, do people like me? You know, just, it's hard to say, just don't think about what other people think about you, because it's way more than that. I would say, try to remind yourself of how worthy you are, and like, try to rewire your brain to remember, like, you're not worth being talked to in that way. Or, I mean, I'm like thinking of even like interviews, like, you're worth that interview. They just don't see it in you. It doesn't mean you can't see it in yourself.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us on the show today, Macy and I. We learned a lot and enjoy this conversation. And I'm sure our listeners will really, really like it too. So thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, thank you. It was so fun.
Thank you so much for listening today. We hope you learned something new. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and check out our website for more exclusive content. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.
This is.